Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Is it important to know the background of a city to which a biblical letter is addressed? How much would knowing the geographical, historical, religious, and moral background of Ephesus, of Smyrna, of Pergamos, and of Laodicea help us in our understanding of the Lord's letters to those churches? The New Testament epistles were written to real people, living in real cities, with real problems. The epistles were designed to correct those problems and to encourage Christians to be steadfast in the faith. The people of a city or of a nation cannot be entirely separated from their background. Individual Christians must work diligently to keep from falling in with the fleeting fashions of this world. Romans 12:1-2. Knowing the background of the city of Corinth will help us to understand the epistles and make an application of the lessons Paul taught the Corinthians. Since the New Testament epistles were written almost 2,000 years ago, there is a temptation for modern men to think of these churches and the cities where the churches were located as being mythological, or at least so far removed from modern times that they have no relevance to our lives. But most of the cities of the first century have been identified and have been excavated by archaeologists. Besides, the city of Corinth has continued until this day. I have not been able to find the current population of Corinth, but it is still a fairly influential city in Greece. Corinth was located on an isthmus between Greece on the northeast and the Peloponnesus on the southwest. In case you have forgotten, an isthmus is a narrow strip of land connecting two larger land areas. The Peloponnesus was a large body of land just southwest of Corinth. It is no longer called the Peloponnesus, but is simply a part of modern Greece. Corinth became very wealthy and influential because of the enormous traffic that flowed across the isthmus. Corinth had two major seaports. Its eastern harbor, Cenchrea, handled traffic from the Saronic Gulf, an arm of the Aegean Sea. The western harbor, Lycaeum, was located on the Gulf of Corinth, an arm of the Ionian Sea. Land traffic included, oddly enough, some ships small enough to be dragged or pulled across the isthmus. Large rollers were used to make the movement of small ships easier. As early as 67 A.D., Emperor Nero attempted to build a canal connecting the two seas, but was unable to complete the task. The project was finished in the last part of the 19th century by the same man who constructed the Panama Canal. The predominant landmark at Corinth was the Acrocorinth, a rocky hill about 1,800 feet high south of the city. It provided wonderful protection for all the trade routes leading to Corinth. We do not know how large the population of ancient Corinth was, but estimates range all the way from 400,000 to 700,000. Some of the information I have provided for you may have little bearing on our interpretation of 1st and 2nd Corinthians, but some of it is of vital importance. Knowing about the seaports and the traffic that flowed through Corinth gives us some insight into the immorality that prevailed there. When sailors came ashore from their long sea voyage, they were looking for entertainment. They found thousands of prostitutes, both male and female, who were willing to provide the entertainment for a fee. You can rest assured that those prostitutes passed along to the sailors all kinds of venereal diseases that the sailors in turn passed on to their wives. I'm not describing a very pretty picture, but one that will not be disputed by any knowledgeable student of the ancient city of Corinth. Some of the information I have provided tells us why Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth is one of the most scorching letters in the New Testament. Paul knew the background of the Corinthian Christians and knew what they needed to turn them from their old life of folly and sin. He provided what they needed through the gospel of Christ. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.